Everybody, you're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I'm standing in a very dark basement with...
It's not that dark, it's quite bright. Esmeralda Leon.
Okay, it's a dark basement compared to other basements. It's very dramatic lighting.
It is, but I think it's quite bright.
Alright, fine, we're in a very moderately too bright basement, if you're not in the corners. President Turtle just ended at the Hungry Brain, which we have the third Monday of every month, and we decided to record a podcast because I'm ashamed of the last podcast that we recorded.
That podcast is, I think, is hilarious for what it was.
Should we post it?
You haven't posted it?
I haven't posted it yet.
I didn't notice.
Thanks a lot for not noticing.
I looked at the music ones. I was looking at
the... Thanks. So it's on the same website.
No, not if you only click on the music bit.
Yeah, but why? If you just go to the main page, it's the same thing. They could combine the two.
Well, I looked up immediately.
Okay.
At the titles.
We're not here to talk about that. No. We're here to talk about you not being able to sleep last night because you live above or below?
I live below some fucking potheads.
Okay, you live below potheads. Do you get high a lot? Do you get high in general?
Me? No, well, I don't think I can.
You don't think you can get high?
Because I've done it a few times and all I get is hungry.
See, in high, when we're saying high here, we mean just weed.
Yeah.
You smoked weed, you didn't feel high, you just got hungry.
I just got hungry, and I don't need weed to get me hungry.
Okay, so you can say you're not a pothead.
No, I'm not.
Have you, when the few times you did get high, where is it in your apartment?
No.
Would you ever smoke in your apartment?
No, because we don't even have porches.
Okay, describe your building.
It's literally a big square.
It's a big square. Oh, that's very descriptive.
They're all one-bedroom
studios. Do you live in, like, what? Like an eight? So it's a one-bedroom studios for the entire building?
Yes.
And it's how many floors?
Four or five.
Four or five floors is probably, like, 10 units on a floor. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Okay, and you happen to be below the potheads?
I am.
Okay, how do you know they were getting high?
Because it was coming through my window.
Usually.
And it reeked.
Usually smoke rises.
Well, yeah, I'm above them.
Oh, you're above them?
Yeah, I'm above them.
I'm so tired. I am so sorry. I also live above potheads.
Well, this is the, you know, the windows aren't that far away from each other. Because these apartments aren't that tall.
Okay.
So the windows are fairly close to each other. I was actually, as I was lying there, smelling the weed come in, I was thinking I could literally just dangle from my window and freak them out and dangle into their window.
Do you think you get a secondhand high?
I don't think so. I was just angry.
Yeah, that's probably not it.
Maybe weed just makes me angry.
Has this happened before?
No, well, it happened, not the weed, but they had loud music once. And I went down and I knocked on their door. And they actually, I knock, they open the door. Well, they go, "Who is it?" And I go, "Your neighbor from upstairs." And then they open the door. I'm like, "Can you please turn it down?" And it's like this one dude in his dark apartment playing like Pink Floyd or something.
And this was last night or this is the
this
previous?
This is a while ago. This is a few months ago.
Okay, so this doesn't happen that often.
No, but I'm now beginning to put the pieces together and they're the fuckers who also smoke. Because
smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, I smell cigarette smoke sometimes when I'm sleeping and I'm like, I'm assuming someone's smoking outside, but I don't hear anybody.
What floor are you on?
It's technically the second floor.
Okay.
And they're just the ground floor.
By the way, the exhaust or something just turned on, so we're going to walk a little bit further away from that. Okay.
It's technically the first floor, but it's, I mean, if you, normal terms, it's the second floor.
Okay, so you're not, like, you, if someone's smoking outside, you can't really smell it, for the most part.
Well, yes and no. It just depends where they stand.
Okay,
I'm in the front area.
But last night, it obviously wasn't cigarettes.
No. And, well, I'm assuming they were, like, sitting by their window blowing the smoke out.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was probably so strong.
And you couldn't go to sleep. What time did you actually fall asleep?
I don't know. Probably, like, 3:30, 4.
What time did you... And this is a Sunday night, Monday morning.
Yeah. Fucking assholes. I'm sorry. I don't have a job, but it's like, hey, I'd like to go to sleep.
What time did you try to go to sleep?
Maybe one something.
So they kept you up for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
What were they listening to? Could you hear the music?
It was on and off. It was on and off. At one point, it was Keisha's TikTok, and then they were playing the radio, and it was like oldie stations.
And you like oldies?
Yes, but not at 3 a.m. when I'm trying to go to sleep.
That makes sense.
But I went down and I knocked on the door, and I actually was wearing my what's that movie with Seth Rogen where he's a cop?
Observe and Report.
Yes, I have a shirt from that, and it says, like, Conway Police Trainee. And actually, at one time, I did wear it, and someone thought I was a police trainee, which I thought was great. But I was hoping I'm going to scare them with my police trainee shirt.
Didn't really do it.
Well, they didn't open the door. I was knocking and knocking.
How many knocks do you think?
It was like two at a time, maybe three sets of two.
Okay, that's a pretty good. How long were they distanced apart? Like knock, knock, knock. Wait,
like a minute.
Oh, really? Not even. So you were down there for 3 minutes.
Kinda, cause I was waiting. I kept knocking, and then the music wasn't going down. So I was like, I want these people to come out. And
Did they?
Then they turned it down.
They didn't even turn it off. They just turned it down.
I think they just turned it down, and then eventually I shut the window, and I'm like, fuck this shit.
Oh, so your window was open the whole time. Why didn't you just close your window?
Cause I needed some air. God damn it. You have to be cool when you're sleeping.
Do you have a fan?
Yes, but it doesn't matter if it's hot air in your room.
How it was like 50 in Chicago last night.
Yeah, but sometimes because I don't control my heat, they just turn on.
Oh, the heat was the heat on last night?
Yeah, and I can't control. Okay. Like even if I do turn it, it's shit still comes out of them. So, you know, I gotta open windows. Air doesn't circulate too well in my apartment.
But this is only the second time in how long?
It's yes, but I'm putting the pieces together, and when I smell smoke sometimes, just cigarette smoke, I'm going to assume it's them.
But is it a non-smoking building?
No, yeah, it isn't. Well, I don't think it is.
Yeah, but you don't know.
But still, they're blowing it out their windows.
That's not that bad.
It is when you're trying to sleep, and all you do is smell smoke.
My problem is my neighbors below me smoke in their apartment. They chain smoke in their apartment, and it always reeks. And the room where we record the podcast mm-hmm. is also the room where all my clothes are. There's a closet in that room. So all my clothes...
Yeah, I don't have that
big
of a problem.
In the winter smell like smoke, and I do smoke cigarettes, but I don't smoke in the apartment.
See, stuff doesn't seep through.
That's good.
We have carpet.
Yeah, does your carpet smell bad?
And I think they're like concrete floors.
Yeah, you have a better building than mine.
Like they're concrete.
Were you broken into twice in a month?
No.
That's good for you.
There's, you know, the potheads apartment and other ones on the first floor.
So. Would you move because of this?
No.
Really?
I was actually, if it happens again, I'm going to tell on them.
Would you call the cops on them?
No, I'm going to tell the building.
You think that'll make a difference?
Maybe. If it's a non-smoking building and they're smoking. Mm-hmm.
You're so confident.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, good luck with that.
But I'm the kind of person who does not call the police first. I went down there.
Would you ever call the police?
First I would go down there. And if it was ridiculous, if it's like a Monday night and it's 3 in the morning and it's loud as shit.
How is it different than a Sunday night?
Well, same thing. I'm just, I knock and they don't do anything. Then I'm going to call the fucking cops on their asses.
All right.
And then they can get arrested. Smoking weed.
See, my problem is...
I'll let them in.
I think the guys below me are relatively... They're just nice guys. They happen to be really inconsiderate.
I see.
I don't think it's intentional. They're never partying. They're just fucking dumb.
Well, my thing is...
So it's somewhat forgivable.
See, but if you go down there and you say, excuse me, you know, it's 3 a.m, can you turn it down?
Yeah.
Then that's fine. Turn it down.
Yeah.
Be nice.
But I like the fact that if I want, I could bring someone over, like, 5 friends, and we could keep drinking beer at 2 a.m, and they'll never say anything.
But are you being ridiculously loud?
To me, no, because I'm drunk, but yes, in reality, I am being
You probably aren't
loud.
Because you're not turning the music up really loud.
No, we're just talking.
I didn't hear talking. I just heard music.
Okay, Kelsey.
And very clearly, too. It wasn't even just muffled, kind of. It was clear. I knew they were playing Kesha's TikTok.
Right.
How clear is that? Come on.
Apparently very clear in your ears.
And because their window is open, blown weed out the window.
I have so much more to add, but I can't remember. God, I am so tired.
How was Washington?
I was in D.C.
Did you meet the president?
I met the president.
You missed Rick Bayless. He just went.
Yeah, I know.
I believe today.
He tweeted about it.
You didn't get invited, I guess.
No, I'm busy. I was busy at the Hungry Brand.
You don't want any Mexican food?
No, I'm good. I'll go to Chicago. We actually had Mexican food in D.C.
Oh, did you?
Four-star Yelp reviews in Washington, D.C. for Mexican food is really like a 2-star Yelp review in Chicago. Let's think about it.
You know what? I was thinking about this, and I shouldn't really trust Yelp when it comes to ethnic food.
I completely agree with you.
Because whenever you look at the Chinese food ones, and then you go and you're like, I'm sorely disappointed.
Here's my, by the way, fuck Yelp, I hate Yelp, fuck you. But I really appreciate the service, I just hate their practices.
Well, I think everyone does.
I don't know. Fuck those Yelpers that go to parties and me review. Fuck you. Become a real reviewer.
I think they like it, but they probably wouldn't like it so much if they knew exactly what was going on. I think they kind of choose to ignore it.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. If I can make some money on Yelp, I love Yelp. I'll fucking sell it to Yelp. Fuck it. Anyway.
Well, yeah.
The point is this. I found that if you find a person that you tend to agree with, go to all the reviews to see if you like it. Don't go with the average.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, I've been doing that for, like, The Brain. If someone gives The Brain a 1-star review, I'll look at what they've given 5 and, like, that makes sense. I will avoid these restaurants. And people that give it a 5-star review, I'll see what other bars they like. Mm-hmm. I tend to like those bars, and then I'll go with what they eat, which has nothing to do with drinking, but usually the atmosphere is somewhat compatible.
Yeah.
But in D.C., I know nothing.
That's true. You gotta go blindly with it.
And here's something I learned in D.C. I went to a Baltimore Orioles game.
All right.
At Camden Yards.
Did they win?
No, it was great. They lost in the ninth inning. They were up 2-0 with one out in the bottom of the top of the ninth, and then they ended up losing 8-2.
Are they angry fans?
Well, not really, but this one guy he looked like he was gonna beat his wife. It was so great. There was about 8 guys in an aisle, and they were screaming when they lost. Like, they were cursing the heavens. It was great. And the one guy at the end of it, the end of the 8 guys, it was the one guy in the far left and one guy in the far right. The one on the far left was really, really angry. The one on the far right was trying to calm the angry man down. But he was holding a flask in his right hand and mm-hmm. gesturing with his right hand to him, "Hey, calm down, we're going to get kicked out." Not realizing I'm waving a flask around. It was great.
Well, maybe that's fine. As long as you be quiet.
Yeah, if you're ever thinking about where should I go to sneak in a lot of alcohol, Baltimore.
Baltimore's
Camden Yards, a beautiful, beautiful ballpark. Really cheap tickets because they're the worst team in the league right now. Mm-hmm. So easy to sneak in booze.
Should that be their slogan? Come to Baltimore Camden Yards.
You're going
to
need it.
Sneak in all the booze you want.
You're going to need it. They're the last place team in the country. Anyways, in front of me was a guy that says, "I didn't race to the top of the food chain to become a vegetarian." That's awesome. He was like 18, 19. He had an earring in his left ear. Because, mm-hmm. you know, the old saying. You know the earring saying?
No.
Left is right is wrong. It's the anti-gay earring thing.
Oh, that's
thing.
Right.
Yeah. It was great. He had camouflage cargo shorts on.
Oh, boy.
Every single time a beer vendor came by, "I like one. I forgot my ID." No one served it. It was so great. So fucking great. Next to him was a McCain Palin shirt on guy. And I was like, that's weird. And I thought it was ironic. And then we walked, Kelsey and I, the girlfriend, we walked around the park, and then the little girl was wearing a McCain Palin shirt.
Oh, boy.
And then somebody else had a shirt on, "Don't blame me, I voted for McCain Palin." And I was like, so many people are wearing ironic t-shirts in this park.
Really?
That's what you thought? Yes, I am so Chicagoan, I've never even considered people voted for them.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah, they did.
I am lacking so much
culture. Do you
know,
is Baltimore red? Red, blue?
I don't know, it doesn't matter. In D.C. too.
Wait, they're Maryland?
Maryland.
Okay.
My point is this, I don't know shit about the world.
I know Chicago. Maybe you just thought they were good. They were good people there.
I was like, that's a really young hipster. That's what I thought.
Yeah, maybe.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's what I think. You just didn't have a background on the place. Which,
like,
I don't either. I mean, my background is John Waters movies.
But
so I'm thinking there's just trainees running around.
Yeah, I wish. It wasn't really that. It was kind of nice.
Well, see, we don't have a background
in
Baltimore.
My background is John Waters films and The Wire. So everything is real dirt. We stay in a hotel.
Corrupt trainees.
In downtown. Good one.
What runs around there?
We stayed at like a Hilton, and like the main Hilton by the water is really nice, and we're like 5 blocks in. And it got real bad like 3 blocks in, like out of nowhere. It was mm-hmm. great. It was like, oh, I'm in The Wire. And there was actually a lookout kid. It was the shit.
Did you sit down with some popcorn?
Fuck no. I got the fuck in the hotel room. Fuck that. No, I'm good with fiction. Let's not make it real.
You just watch The Wire.
Yeah, but do you know anyone? Like, I sounds like such a like city boy here, but I've never met anyone that would wear a McCain Palin shirt.
Not ironic purposes. I've seen stickers on cars, but you know, I've never met the people.
Yeah. But, like, you worked at a radio station
mm-hmm.
where one of your morning DJs at the time was like a big Republican.
No.
Mancow.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we didn't pay attention to
him.
Was
that a ruse? Because I always think when people in Chicago are Republicans, like, no, they're just doing that for money. Like, I don't think Rupert Murdoch's actually a crazy Republican. He just likes money. That makes sense to me.
I don't know if I never really talked to him.
But it's so
weird. He said hello to me. That's about as far as it went.
Well, apparently he's hung like a cow. Hence his nickname. Did you not know that? That's why he's Man Cow. He's got a huge dick.
No,
I don't know. Which doesn't make sense, because then he'd be Bull Man. because cows don't have dicks. They have udders.
Oh, that's true. That's a lady.
So he could just give really great breast milk.
I guess.
From his udder. Whatever. My point is this. I don't know shit about the rest of this country.
But, you know, I did, the show I did work on, I believe there was a lot of Republicans.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a joke?
No, they were all very pro, you know.
Were they all white?
Most, yep.
Yeah.
And very thick Chicago accents.
I met a woman at the Barack Obama Senate campaign victory in 2004, and I was doing interviews like this with you. Well, not like this, but, you know, I'd go around and interview people at the radio station, and I'd go, who did you, like, are you glad that Barack won? Were you worried about it? No. Who did you vote for? Not who did you vote for. Are you happy? You couldn't ask, like, blatantly, because you wouldn't get a response.
Because that's rude.
Are you worried that George W. Bush got reelected? And a handful of people were like, no, I voted for him. Which blew my mind, because if you voted for Obama, you wouldn't think in 2004 you'd vote for Bush.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking idiot, man. I really am totally uncultured.
The choices you had. I mean, when I voted, I always
this
said...
This is 2004?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, when it was Bush. Kerry. And, yeah, I was like, I'm pretty much essentially choosing one of the lesser evils. He wasn't that great. Kerry's kind of just like, ugh.
Yeah, but...
You weren't very excited for it. You're just like, well, I don't really want Bush back in there.
I think we should just keep talking about six-year-old politics, because I think that's really what matters.
But I'm just saying this kind of, you know...
Yeah.
That's how I saw it.
Yeah.
One of the lesser evils. I guess some people thought he was a little bit better than Kerry.
Did you vote?
I did.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I chose one of those.
What's your social security number? Speaking of dumb people.
What? I don't have LifeLock. I was going to say, I have LifeLock.
I don't care. Fucking take mine.
I don't have great credit.
Just give
so
me a
you're
bunch
screwed
of,
if you take my social security.
I can't believe McCain Palinchers are bought out of non-ironic reasons.
Well, especially nowadays. It's funny that you think
I traveling
that.
More. I really
But even
do.
That, I mean, we had a teabagger protest.
In Chicago? There
yeah.
was no one there. It was a joke.
Yeah, well, still, there's some...
You had more media than people actually...
Yeah, but the thing is, a lot of people, I think, are very... not complacent, but they just don't want to go out of their homes. They don't want to leave.
I don't know.
But they will be like, yeah, that's awesome.
I don't know.
They just don't want to go out in the sun. It's too bright.
I gotta travel more.
They have to park in Chicago. They don't want to leave.
I gotta start taking not just the L and the CTA's places, because I'm way too... focused on just urban areas.
Yeah. Go to the suburbs.
I'm getting real dumb by thinking I'm real smart. At least I'm honest about that. Alright, so speaking of real dumb and real smart, no, just real dumb, Cisco commercials.
Yeah. Well, this is...
For
this
listeners
is...
of the show, you might have heard us talking about the Cisco commercials.
And you being amazed.
I was amazed
by my interpretations of this commercial.
So last night when you couldn't sleep, what are the Cisco commercials?
No, I forget why.
Tell
I looked
me
it
you
up.
Could sleep. This time. Walk backwards with me so I can get a beer. We don't have to stop doing
I
this.
I don't know why, essentially, I looked it up. I think because I saw the commercial, and then I was very curious to wonder why she was chosen. Like, what was the big reasoning?
Ellen Page, most famously from the film Juno.
Juno. And I also wondered, is that really her small town?
Okay.
Or is that just a Hollywood set?
So what did you learn, Merle?
I learned that's not her real town. She's from Halifax.
What's
Canada, but it's Canada.
What's the town in the...
I forget. Something with an L.
But it is
like
Canadian.
Lulub, whatever.
It
yeah, it's
Canadian.
Okay. I think I did notice that. Or someone... something sparked it
okay.
where I heard Nova Scotia, and I was like,
okay.
That's in Canada.
Okay, that is in Canada.
But worldly. I looked it up. I looked it up, and just there was posts on certain message boards and things talking about it.
How did you find these posts?
I don't know. You just Google it.
Okay,
that's
so
that's how you do everything nowadays.
Did you willingly go to a message board?
I did. No, I just Googled.
Yes, I know that you Googled.
And it always, you know, the little topics come up, and it said, like, Ellen Page, Cisco, and...
Okay,
so
what did you learn from reading message board?
What?
Did you learn that you're a faggot? Because every message board ever tells me that I'm a faggot.
No, because these were... They were just talking...
Are you sure you're not a faggot?
No, I actually read through some of the comments, and my favorite was people thought her car was being hijacked.
In the commercial, one of the commercials, Ellen Page is going to visit the security center or something.
It's the police department, essentially.
Of the small town in Canada. And she's driving, like, this amazing 1952 car.
Well, she's rich.
Yeah, I know, but she's also 23.
That doesn't matter nowadays.
Doesn't it?
No.
Yeah, because she's going to do great maintenance on that fucking vehicle. Anyways.
Exactly. She'll probably get a new one next year.
So she's parked in the car, and they're like, hey, isn't that your car getting ticketed? And she goes, oh, and she runs out.
Yeah, and she runs out. And then
what did you learn from this brilliant message board?
People thought they were hijacking it. And they're like, well, what's the use of those cameras if they're not paying attention?
That's almost as crazy as you thinking that they're actually going to China. Which we have talked about.
I don't know why you think that's so goddamn far off.
Did you learn anything from that one?
Well, someone...
Did anyone else think that?
No. But they were
saying... Even the message boards that call me faggot don't think that.
The people were saying how crazy it is that they would even have these kinds of advanced video systems when schools are in such disarray right now.
It's Canada.
I know. Well, people, they kind of... They weren't thinking too clearly.
You know that hand motions don't really come across in audio podcasts.
Yes. But, these people these people were thinking they were hijacking the car, so, I mean...
Well, they might have. There's like four carjacks a year in Canada.
No, they're not. It was a ticket lady. She had clearly on the green, the bright green and that checkered hat.
She was wearing a McCain-Palin shirt, and she was going to steal it and drive it back to Jersey, and then we're going to go all the Tea Party protests. I'm real tired. I flew in at 5 a.m. Or no, I left at 5 a.m.
Oh, my God.
What time is it now? It's 12:30.
Yeah, why would you leave so early?
Because it was either that or leave at, like, 2 p.m. on Sunday. So the other flights were sold out.
Goodness gracious.
It is goodness gracious.
Washington's a busy town.
It's a busy town.
You should have gone to the White House and knocked on the door, or as far as you could have gotten.
I did that last time.
And been like, hey, Obama, remember when I was
hey, Obama.
In your car?
Yeah, keep driving me around.
What did he drive, by the way?
It was an Escalade.
Oh.
I think it was because it was like...
The XL?
It was 04, so I don't even know if it was an Escalade, but it seemed like an Escalade. It was one of those type of SUVs that are larger than normal.
Big wheels and...
Where you can fit like three people comfortably in the
back. It takes really... It's really hard to get in them.
Yes, yes.
Because they're tall.
Tinted windows. He had a security guard.
Wait, where's the security guard?
One in the back.
That's so weird. That's not really...
He made them walk to the train. Did we tell a story on the podcast?
No, I think you just told
me. Let's tease it. Yeah, let's tease it. Well, here you go.
And later, Obama stories on the next You, Me, Them, Everybody.
So this is the thing. We just teased it. If you message us on the You, Me, Them, Everybody page, and the subject title is Obama Car Ride, you'll win a book by Stephanie Keener, Bells of Suburbia, which is on MTV Books. She was on the last live show.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Brown is coming up.
And by the way, I just saw that she wrote about us in her blog.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. Little, hey, Stephanie, thanks for putting it last in the blog. Come on.
Big ups.
Come on, not big ups, miniature ups.
Hey, it's better than nothing.
No, it's not.
What do you...
No, it's better. Thank you.
You should really,
she was a great guest.
You should really be very appreciative of the small things.
I am. I'm just fucking around. She was great. Honestly.
You're just tired.
I'm very tired. I don't want to be here right now.
But our next podcast, I'm very excited.
Yeah.
You don't want to sleep here. These couches don't have any support for your back.
I don't care anymore.
anyway.
We got Jeffrey Brown, great graphic novelist. It was hard to say. Too much alliteration.
He loves cats.
He does love cats.
And it's wonderful. I read one of his books, and the entire time I was on the train, I was like, why does that too?
He totally gets laid from his cat books.
I think
I'm assuming so.
He doesn't have any right now.
Cats or ladies?
Cats.
Okay.
But he's in between cats, as the book said.
Jesus Christ. I gotta write that one. Cindy Cornelson, who's a real dirty, funny stand-up comic, and The Way It Is, who features Michael Sanchez, who's also a comic, but he's not going to be doing comedy. It's going to be a fun night.
He's going to be singing songs.
Singing songs! And
are they going to be funny songs? Probably
not.
No,
they're not. They're just really good pop songs. Like, if you like Big
They'll
Star...
They'll make you
if you like
sway Luke, your head.
Yeah. It's a good date.
Oh yes!
If you're single, it's a great time to pick up.
It's a great date show.
This is the show for all the people that are interested in graphic novels. When I say graphic novels, I don't mean like Watchmen. I mean more the top shelf stuff, the Chris Ware stuff, the
Adrian Tomine.
There you go. Good job.
That's the one I've read.
There you go.
He's awkward.
Seth is another great graphic novelist.
Seth. I noticed that Jeffrey Brown thanks Paul.
Paul who's been on the show before. They've collaborated before. Paul's a great, great guy.
So, yeah.
Jeffrey, I've only met him once briefly, so this will be fun.
Well, from what I gather, if you look at his graphic novels, he's a short man with,
He's not that short.
Well, in the graphic novel. And stubble.
He does have stubble.
His little cartoon man is just a little tiny man with stubble.
Yeah, and,
then his stubble or dots.
Hopefully, I post this in time, but if you're listening to this on Tuesday, there is a show this evening, today actually, at the Hungry Brain Stand-Up, so go to youmethemeverybody.com for information on that show. Monday, May 24th, is the live podcast. Please, please, please come out to that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Very cheap drinks, prizes, good prizes.
Yep. The next Monday, we are closed for Memorial Day.
Really?
We are. Wow. Monday, May 31st, we are closed. We are having a show to make up for that the next day, Tuesday, June 1st, and that's going to be Everything is Terrible. Great.
Everybody loves that.
Have you been here for one of those yet?
Yes.
Okay, they're fun. They're real fun. A lot of dumb prizes. I can't stress that enough. If you're interested in them, just Google them and that New City article.
No!
What?
Go to our website.
No.
Under the links, Everything is Terrible.
Yeah, I know, but if you want to read about them and not just, like, go to their website, Google them and then New City. New City did a cover story about them and it opens with a paragraph here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and
oh, okay,
they mentioned, like, some asshole host, which is me. Yeah, they're like, some jackass was talking. So I'm that jackass.
He talked a lot. And then Everything is Terrible, come on.
Thank you so much for listening. McCain Palin 08, and have a wonderful night.